and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour. Oh, it's that day when I come into work with my house husband. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
Am I kidding, honey? What did they make you do this morning?
I did the dishes.
Wow. I had to do that. I'm like, honey, put that in the dishwasher before we go.
But what you don't know is that I actually couldn't find room for the frying pan, the cartoon size frying pan. I scrubbed it myself.
I saw that. He's like magic.
You have a cartoon-sized frying pan?
It's giant. And
oil used on Popeye, actually.
Wow. Shaklank. And you can also, exactly. And you can also attest to that what I drunkenly cooked last night somehow turned out really good last night.
Maybe it was good because you were drunk.
We both were drunk.
It was fantastic.
This is what we do. We drink, we watch MSNBC, and then I cook something
It's called Lawrence O'Donnell porn, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we both...
We all end up in twin bathtubs. Just good.
No Cialis at all involved, at least not that I know of. But
this is the weirdest... I had some, I don't know what, like stir-fry vegetables that I made, and then I just threw in a bunch of Chinese leftovers. Somehow it came out. Somehow drinking
it
makes it come out.
Like
it was delicious.
Magic.
No, drinking makes it delicious.
I just threw it in a pan. And
I mean,
he loved
if you
it.
Were sober, it probably would have sucked.
He loved it. I'm a good little woman.
It was really, really, really good.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
None of it was
drunken
original, but it was
leftovers.
Really good.
Here. Eat this. Shut up.
Yeah.
All right. And of course, because, we're all a little tense. There's a lot more drinking than usual with this debt crisis, and God knows what's going on. Although a crazy pizza guy says everything's going to be fine.
Sure.
That doesn't even matter. There's no such thing as a debt ceiling or a deadline, August 2nd, whatever. Herman Cain.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Godfather's Pizza.
Exactly.
They have an objective. Destroy America. Make it mediocre. Become part of this, whatever they call this, world order stuff. The objective of the liberals is to make America mediocre like everybody else who aspire to be like America. That's their objective.
Stupid people are ruining America.
Well, here I got Herman Cain.
There's this attempt to ease Sharia law into our government.
Well, here I got Herman Cain.
Stupid people are ruining America.
Yeah, you Tea Party hobbits.
I agree with him.
John McCain, yay for Grampy! All right, lots to talk about. Let's dive into it with our buddy, our pal,
Carl.
Carl Frisch. WholeFightStrategies.com. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning. You know, David, Stephanie, your relationship is really something that I aspire to in the 1950s.
I know. We really are.
I wear the pearls, however. I am the June Cleaver of this couple. Let's be clear, Carl.
So, Carl Frisch, where to start? We are, today is kind of a, it's just sort of a, for show, right? The boner, after frantically trying to control his caucus and get their asses in line, as he said, get your ass lie behind me! So they're going to do this vote, which today, it doesn't even matter if it passes, right? Because it won't pass the Senate.
Well, unless they can pass a Reid amendment to what Boehner has proposed. And I don't think I think even if they do that, the House won't put that through reconciliation. So I think whatever the House does without an agreement is kind of a moot point. It doesn't matter.
With the clock ticking, we've got to go through all this, though, right? I mean, you're going to, David, you were saying, Reid's bill isn't going to pass.
Pass the Senate if no one filibusters it. And, Carl, this is a question I have, and I don't know the answer. You just said reconciliation. If the Boehner bill passes and the Reid bill passes, do they, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, try and work out something where maybe they get the Reid provision that says this goes through 2012 and take some of Boehner and some of Reid and put it together? Is that possible?
Well, I saw Barbara Mikulski on MSNBC yesterday afternoon, and she said that, if they could amend the Boehner provisions to be more in line with Reid, they'd go for it. She's no slouch. So
that, well, that's what I'm reading. Her, so that's what I'm reading today too. Is that, you know, quiet? Of course, they, you know, everybody's got a, you know, this is a complete suck up to his crazy Tea Party base, the bill today. But that's what they're saying is quietly, you know, Reid's already reached out to Republicans in both chambers to find a way to merge the bill. So that you're right. I mean, that's going on behind the scenes. But the problem is the ticking clock, right?
Right. I mean, August 2nd is Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, next week.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. And we just lost a day.
Right. We've lost many, many days. And what's interesting is that you've not only got this to deal with, but in about 3 months you've got a budget to deal with. And if we're pushing this only to 2012, something that we've not done for any other president, to my memory, then we're really just playing politics here. And I love watching Boehner speak with, you know, this faux machismo, and all this powder that he's been wearing of late to not look orange.
Yeah.
Well, that's the chief.
Well, I mean, they are
the
in complete disarray. You've got Boehner admitting that, you know, some of the Republicans on his side want chaos that they can try to pass this balanced budget amendment, which, of course, even John McCain saying that's just bizarro.
Yeah.
That's
unfair. Anybody who wants that is a hobbit.
It's a hobbit. Hobbits have been drawn into this, Carl Frisch. What happened?
Sounds like he was missing Comic-Con.
Yeah, exactly. He's pissed that he had to miss Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You know, in John McCain's, you know, defense, he doesn't feel right talking about anything unless there's some, you know, group of indigenous people to put down.
It's like Avatar. Yes. All right. Let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we? Bill O'Reilly and John Stossel on the Get Out the Vote.
You're serious about that when you say you don't want
why should dummies vote? They have all these Get Out the Vote things at rock concerts.
Why don't you have a little bumper sticker? If you're dumb, stay home on election day or something like that.
Yeah, the Fox audience.
You would like to distribute that.
That good. Wow. Then the whole Fox audience could stay home, for God's sakes.
I told you I agree with Herman Cain.
Okay. Why should John Stossel be allowed to procreate?
I don't know.
He's kind of dumb.
Can we just castrate him? I don't think that there's any need for that.
Yeah, yeah. I love they just put. Did you see who was the spokesperson yesterday for you know, debt ceiling and Tea Party? Christine O'Donnell. They dragged her out on Fox. She's the new expert. She's the new financial expert slash witch.
At this point, witchcraft might just help.
Well,
we need witchcraft at this point.
Aunt Clara, where is she when we need her?
All right. Oh, Jenny Beth Martin, please and thank you, Tea Party leader.
Yes.
On Fox News.
We have 74% of our people who say they'd like to see a new speaker or at least consider having a new speaker. We're not satisfied with what Congress is doing. There's no principled leadership. The plan that Boehner has put forth, it does not address the real problems, which are the overspending that's going on right now today.
Yikes, how's it under that bus, John Boehner? Wow. That's
when you're being thrown under the bus by somebody with two first names,
yes.
I think you're done for. And I, you know, frankly, she almost makes me violate my pledge never to trust anybody with two first names.
Right.
Well, but, I will say she's no Kathy Durr.
I say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being
noodlebacks.
I guess Kathy Durr wasn't available.
No. All right. They have to get Jenny Beth Martin.
Yeah, sure. All right. Neil Cavuto. Huh. That seems like rooting against America.
Did we have a downgrade? And by the way, that could happen whether we score a deal or not.
Right.
Are all bets off?
No.
I would welcome a downgrade. I really would. I think it would be the pain from which we have a game.
Wow. He would welcome a downgrade for the United States of America. He thinks that's the kind of pain. It's a good pain.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is economic conservative to you. That would mean hundreds of billions of dollars in increased interest payments by our government and untold amounts of money based on increased interest payments on people's credit cards, their mortgages, their car payments, their personal loans.
Yeah, well, you know who's not going to feel the pain is people like Neil make the kind of money Neil Cavuto does.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
he has nothing to worry about. The rich have gotten richer, and they will continue to get richer. But it's people, you know, the middle class, the upper middle class, and the lower class that are going to be hurt the most.
Yeah. Steve Ducey and Senator Jim DeMint on the president.
Well, it looks like it's heading to the 11th hour. Do you think the president of the United States wants a crisis? Every evidence suggests he does.
my God. Yeah.
Yes, yes, that's why he hasn't been talking about compromise at all and pea eating and things like that. No.
He didn't come back to the Republicans with $3 trillion in cuts in Medicare and Social Security on the table.
Yeah.
And just hoping that the Republicans would compromise.
Yeah.
Jim DeMint doesn't know what compromise is, and he doesn't know the proper English language. I mean, every evidence suggests, I didn't know that evidence was something that can suggest something.
Yeah.
Pieces of evidence can suggest things, but...
Yeah. All right. Carl, you know the right-wing Christian extremist in Norway who just killed all those people? If you point it, I think he mentions the Christian thing several thousand times in his manifesto, but if we mention it, we're just being liberal media.
The New York Times and other liberal media have branded the Norwegian mass murderer, Anders Breivik, a Christian.
What?
Even though there is absolutely no evidence a man is a follower of Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
There's no evidence at all that ties this guy, this killer, to Christianity.
Oh, dear God. Dear God.
But there is.
But... Carl, might that not just be a fact?
Yeah, you will never hear the words respected theologian and Bill O'Reilly in the exact same sentence, except for that one that I just said.
Yeah.
This guy was baptized. He professed his Christianity. Now, was he a Christian extremist? Absolutely. But, you know, this is coming from Fox News, which is a storied history of putting every person who practices the Islamic faith under the same tent when talking about people that commit acts of terrorism on behalf of Islam.
Carl, where was Dr. Tiller killed? Do we remember?
Oh, let's see.
Oh, yeah, he was killed at church.
Oh, it's the church.
He was
with
killed
his
at
family.
Church.
Mm. Yeah.
And with his family. And you know what? It's no wonder that Bill O'Reilly is feeling so uncomfortable about this. But you know what really ticks me off? There's a very high bar between religious extremists and religious extremists who would kill someone or nearly 80 people. But that bar is lowered by people like Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck and Fox News, who continually tell people that all of their problems are because of one group of people, i.e. Muslims, that they need to stand up and fight, that all Muslims are responsible for terrorism, that they're coming after their freedoms and Sharia law is going to be put down on them. That bar gets lowered and you end up with things like this. It's only a matter of time if this continues until it happens here.
Speaking of a little dollop of racism to close out Right Wing World, Tony Perkins has a radio show? Who
he does.
Knew?
Yeah. He does.
Star Parker is who? From The View?
No. She's
Star Jones, right?
So that's Star Jones.
Star Parker
wrote a book. Star Parker, I met when I was a Republican back when I was in high school. She was like the token ashore because she'd written a book about getting off welfare and getting off drugs and becoming a conservative.
Yes. I don't know who said this first, but she echoed it, right? The whole... Who was it that said this originally?
Michelle Bachmann. Well, she had to sign the pledge, you know.
That said, you know, blacks were better under slavery, technically.
What black family life looked like during slavery is what the attacks are now, even against people like Michelle Bachmann, who signed on to a document that said the black family was more intact then than it is today. During slavery, black family life in the vulnerable state that it was, some could say, more healthy than it is today.
Oh, dear God.
But
oh, dear God.
They didn't have
except for
families.
The fact, yes, because they weren't allowed to marry because they weren't considered people.
Yeah.
And they were only encouraged to have children so they could have more slaves.
Notice the phrasing. Some could say.
Stephanie.
Yes. Yes, Carl.
But they had each other. They had each other.
Yeah. Carl Frisch, Bullfight Strategy. See you next week, honey.
Yay,
all right,
Carl Frisch.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, 20 minutes after the hour. Yeah, that's... I'm winded. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2. The phone number, toll-free from anywhere. We have returned to Bender, and we remain there. David Bender live in studio with us.
There's no return to sender on this Bender. No. I'm here.
No, the Bendy's here. 25 minutes after the hour.
No, it's just Bendy. No, the Bendy.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Diane in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Stephanie. Love your show.
Thank you.
We were calling. We had a big laugh last night while we were watching the news in Chicago. We're from Illinois, mm-hmm. and they had a big to-do about Representative Walsh's wife now suing him for $100,000 in back child support.
Yes.
And here he is, the Tea Partier that has to have fiscal responsibility.
Right, sure.
That we are just amazed at. I'd love for someone to call him on that to just see if he has an answer.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, the motion,
so critical.
I love this because this guy is such a smack. Joe personally loaned his campaign $35,000, which, given that he failed to make any child support payments to Laura because he had no money, is surprising, said the motion filed on behalf of his...
Isn't it hypocritical?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It is another...
Wheel
yes.
of right-wing hypocrites!
Here's another one. In addition to the fact that that crazy... Michelle Bachmann and her husband, you know, she's a small government. It's no
right.
government money.
She
that,
is.
See, they use government money to run the XK reparative therapy clinics.
Did you see the barbarians showed up at the gate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, at his gate. I saw the gay barbarians
mm-hmm.
there.
Yep. They were fabulous.
They were fabulous. Mm-hmm. They were in barbarian garb. They looked like a glad fundraiser.
But this is yet another edition of Wheel of. The headline is, Bachman wanted to eliminate mortgage lending programs after receiving the maximum loan from them.
Right.
Just a... Ooh! Another whiff of hypocrisy for us this morning. Michelle Bachman's political platform, of course, built on the idea that people should rely on neighbors and God, not the government. I'm going to try asking my neighbor for a mortgage next time.
Boy band?
Yes.
Why not? You can get a car, too.
Yeah.
With a ribbon.
Yes.
With a big bow on it.
And I would like
and a mortgage.
A jumbo loan.
What do we have for the contestants, Johnny?
I've been asking God every night in Summer Park, no sack of money. How about you?
No sack of money with a dollar sign on the
no.
side?
No.
No?
I picture
Rich.
God as right with a monocle and a sack of money.
And a top hat. And
just spats. Drop
do
on my door.
Do not pass go.
A fierce critic of the mortgage lending programs and their role in the financial crisis in 2008, Bachman has repeatedly called to abolish the GSEs, wanting them to wind down and file for bankruptcy. Thus, somewhat surprising to learn that just a few weeks before Bachman called for dismantling the program, she and her husband actually took advantage of a home loan backed by those very same entities. According to the Washington Post, the Bachmans received the maximum loan available from either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac to help finance a, quote, 5,200-square-foot golf course home. My goodness.
Somebody,
you know why he wants to be near a golf course? Because he likes the ball washer.
Ooh.
You want to what?
Ooh.
He likes to live near ball washers.
I know nothing of what you mean by this. I don't know what that is. And by the way, I never knew what teabagging was until I heard it from you.
Well, that's my mission.
Yay!
We educate. We inform.
As Think Progress has said, removing all government support for the mortgage market would take us back to an era when only the very wealthy had access to home ownership. So it just, it really is the hypocrisy, isn't
yeah.
it?
Didn't somebody once say that consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds? Didn't
or a hobbit, if it was John
well,
McCain.
That's it. So these minds are so small. They are hobbit size. They are. You can be completely hypocritical, and you shrink tiny until you...
Well, they've already been caught before, right, Chris? The farm subsidies, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so
full of it. And, you know, Bachman and Associates takes Medicare money. They take
their
money.
Very, very... And we talked about this yesterday for their dangerous and ridiculous reparative therapy. I mean, there's a story that she's had a surprise number of gay suicides in her district, and again, people will go, you can't blame her specifically, but you know, there certainly is an environment created by people like her,
mm-hmm.
that you know, make kids feel like there's no way out. You know,
when you create that climate, you need to take responsibility for your words.
Yeah, 29 minutes after the hour, we return with David Bender on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Listen to me very carefully. This show is my life. I need
Stephanie Miller
back. Where is she?
Right here. Don't panic.
Oh, phew.
34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Oh, so I have a guess the quote for you, David Bender.
All right.
Who said, President Obama, quit lying. Have you no shame, sir? You bankrupted this country. I won't place one more dollar of debt on the backs of my kids and grandkids until we structurally reform the way this town spends money. Who said that?
Was that a hobbit?
No. Well, yes. That was Representative Joe Walsh, who's being sued by his wife for $100,000 in back child support.
It's so easy to get the answer right if you say hobbit.
I wonder who's putting debt on the back of his children like that.
He's got a little problem, aside from the, aside from the back child support. Illinois is one of the few states, every other state that went Republican last November controls the redistricting process. You're seeing all these places like Ohio. You were just with Dennis Kucinich.
Yes.
And they're likely to cut out Kucinich's district. He may have to move to
Washington at the Seattle State town hall. Ron Reagan got down on bended knee and asked him to move to Washington.
On bendy knee.
Yes, and then I got down on bendy drunken knee and I proposed to Randy Rhodes, which I was shot down, went down in flames.
Aww.
Something about the Howard or
whatever.
Something that's not relevant, not being gay. Something not relevant to me.
But Joe Walsh, not the Eagles Joe Walsh, by the way.
Yes.
Let's be clear. Right. The Stephanie Miller Show wants to make it clear that the Eagles Joe Walsh
not the singer.
Does not owe child support.
No.
As far as we know. Here's what we do know. Joe Walsh, the Hobbit teabagging congressman who may owe child support, allegedly.
Who's unnecessarily nasty on television, in my opinion.
Indeed. Is probably not going to be on television because his district has been combined with another Republican.
Oops.
And he's about to be in a primary, which it seems he won't be able to afford to pay for.
Apparently.
Because he owes child
unless support. Unless he puts it on the debt on the backs of his kids.
There we go.
As he is allegedly already done.
Maybe President Obama will come in and pay for his debt.
Oh, it's just so rich. All right, Blake in Detroit.
Hello,
sorry,
Stephanie.
I'm choking on my own glee. Pardon me. Go ahead. Go ahead, Blake.
Well, what I was saying was that I don't think that the media is telling the full truth. President Obama can use the power of the 14th Amendment to call this a state of national emergency, and then he can override the Republicans by himself.
Yeah, Blake, a lot of Democrats went on TV to say that very thing yesterday, and he may have to.
Because I don't think the Republicans personally are going to help us out at all. They've never liked us, and they never will.
I think
because personally, their set of views are different from ours, and
they don't like us. They don't like the Americans.
Right.
They don't care who's collateral damage.
I think the White House,
the
White House has gone on record in saying that that's out of the question.
They've said it repeatedly.
Yeah.
And here's why they've said it. First off, things do change.
Right.
They've said a lot of things too.
Right.
Yeah.
And in negotiation, you don't necessarily put this forward.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. Here's what we know, is the 14th Amendment has never been invoked. Bill Clinton said, I'd do it if I were president, and let them challenge me in the courts. We know who this Supreme Court is.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it's a Roberts Supreme Court,
right.
So we know where it goes, which means that the House Republicans will be emboldened by this.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if the president has to do this is they're going to say he's a dictator. Articles of impeachment will be filed the same day, and that's what we'll spend next year doing.
Yeah.
And you know what they'll do? They'll just cross out all the things before that. No birth certificate. There's all the other grounds that they've previously stated.
Right.
Oh, that he's not controlling illegal immigration. What else?
Yeah. Does this rise?
And they probably won't even drop a new document. They'll just cross it out in crayon.
Right.
Now we've got it.
Now we've got it.
Does this rise to the standard of actual national emergency?
Well,
it doesn't have
to be called a national emergency. Under the 14th Amendment, it says the U.S., it's the fourth clause.
Right.
The 14th
Amendment. And someone was saying, Chris, if a foreign entity tried to do this to America and our economy.
This would be a world powers moment. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Dave in Minneapolis. Hi, Dave.
Hi, kids.
Hello.
I'm just letting you know that the school district where a lot of these kids were attending that committed suicide in Bachman's district.
Presumably gay kids, yeah.
Right, exactly. Right. And the school now is under investigation. The state has taken it on to say, wait a minute, what have you done? I mean, again, there's laws here in the state that, and I think nationally now, if I'm not mistaken, that if you create an environment where bullying is not just allowed, but almost encouraged, you are in trouble. I mean, because basically it's a kind of a protection.
Well, I mean, and obviously Michelle Bachmann went on record voting against anti-bullying legislation. Right. She's, you know, that's what I'm saying is, you know, you can't, it's hard to, you know, of course you go, oh, she's directly responsible, but you go, if this is the congresswoman in your area and you're a kid and you see her on television and she's, you know, essentially, I mean, you can go on, find all the stuff she said, Dave, about gay people.
She said, go ahead.
David Bender just used the term emboldening, and that's exactly what she did with her commentary. She emboldened the school to think, oh, we don't have to worry about this because the representative, after all, is on our side.
And here's how she described bullying. Here's the context she put it in. 5 years ago, we heard the tape last night, mm-hmm. Stephanie. She was talking about what do you mean when you say bullying? Are you saying that we have to treat boys like girls? Is that what anti-bullying is? Basically, she's saying this anti-bullying legislation or atmosphere would create sissy boys, would create
this. What would this woman know about manning up, given who she's married to? I mean,
no offense, right? I mean, it's just, you know, that's the thing. It's like, they're such big comedy targets, and yet it's so really tragic. This is the real tragic side of it. And I mean, yeah, there's this hypocrisy that you just go, oh, come on, give me a break. You know,
but the kids don't get the joke.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to tell you, and I don't normally say this word, but it's just, it's interesting. You know, I go through my email when we're talking on the air.
Yeah.
And it's like, you talk about what, you know, the rhetoric that is out there, mm-hmm. that you hear from different, and someone just emailed, too bad the Norway killer didn't also get all the fags. That's the kind of email that comes, you know, I mean, that's the kind of rhetoric that's out there.
Right. Well, they have no concern about other people. Their only thing is about being right. That's the only thing that matters, about not being right, but being in power, plain and simple.
Yep. Thank you, Dave. All right. Let's go to Sue in Rockville, Maryland. Hey, Sue. Welcome. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Sue. I think we're not giving the teabaggers and their reps enough credit, because I think they're really, really generous. I mean, they're willing to take an immediate hike in all their interest rates, pay more on their mortgage, pay more on their credit cards, pay more for everything in order to protect the top 2% and all the big CEOs and the Koch brothers, et cetera. And, you know, I wouldn't do that. I mean, the reason I'm opposed is I work really hard for my money, and I'd like to see, you know, the top to pay their fair share, but these teabaggers are really happy. They're like, yeah, we'll pay more, just protect them.
I mean, you know, so what was the poll we just saw? Yeah, right. What was the poll we just saw on TV last night? 70-something% of the American people agree with President Obama that want, you know, the top 2% to pay their fair share in order to fix this deficit.
This isn't about fairness. It never was, and it's what Dave a minute ago said. This is not about being right. This is about winning.
Yeah. But does anyone in the quote-unquote liberal media ask the Republicans they have on, what do you make of this poll that 70% of the American people agree with the president and want to say, like, who are you fighting for?
I've heard the math.
Yeah, and they say
the answer to this is they simply look right into the camera and lie. They say the American people are on our side.
Yes.
They lie. You give the bigger the number, the bigger the lie.
Yeah.
So, that's the answer.
Joe in Richmond, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Stephanie and the crew. Just very quickly about Ralph Waldo Emerson's quote, foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. And I think when you talk about that, consistency per se is not good or bad, but it's that foolish consistency of people like Grover Norquist and these other pledges who say no tax increase is good. Therefore, we have to be consistent not to accept any tax increase or not to accept any changes in anything that we want to do. And that way lies insanity, as we know.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
It is right. Foolish consistency. And Grover Norquist, you should. I would draw Grover Norquist a bat.
We do need to sign a pledge that we will never vote for anyone that signs a pledge.
There it is.
That's all I'm saying.
I use Lemon Pledge in your house.
Thank you. Thank you, house husband. You are like magic. Grover, hasn't he also, in the last several days, like, danced around even on letting the Bush tax cuts expire? That's okay. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not okay. I mean, it's just, you know, there is no way you are ever going to solve this deficit problem without addressing that. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, Tom Coburn is taking him on, and that's, you know, when you finally see somebody willing to do it. Tom Coburn, of course, a Republican who is not going to run for re-election. He's up, not next year, but in 2014. So it's these people who are termed out who are willing to say, this is insane.
Do you think the other dopey Republican chicks are really just getting insane that Michelle Bachmann's getting all the dopey Republican woman press?
Well, that's why Christine O'Donnell
I'm here.
Is back.
I am here.
Yeah.
I am here. like a dopey Hoobin Hoobill. I am here.
Isn't she supposed to get a show, Chris? Have you heard something
okay,
like this?
Okay, so
I haven't heard anything about that. No.
Why did she lose by David Bender, political strategist and extraordinaire? 40 points? Something.
4 billion votes. In Delaware.
In Delaware. That's hard to do.
She lost by 4.2 billion
votes.
So
Fox News wants to know what she thinks about the debt.
Why?
She hailed House Republican freshman for resisting a compromise deal because she's good at math, you know, being a witch and all.
She's a noodleback.
For resisting a compromise deal to raise the debt ceiling, saying the debate has been all about distracting Americans from the country's economic woes.
What?
Well, you see, it's going to cause more economic woes in that sense. She said they're making sure we don't just get away with short-term fixes so that Obama can get reelected in 2012. The Tea Party members are keeping the dialogue about the very real, very tragic state of our economy right now, which depends not just, you know, it's not just our economic future, it's the existence of our country. Our national security depends on the debt, everything. So apparently that's why it'd be a really good idea to not raise the debt so that...
She's quite the orator.
Yes, certainly,
yeah.
She is.
Oof.
You know,
she said the president and Democrats are trying to create a distraction again to discredit, let's say, the boy who is saying that the emperor has no clothes.
Okay.
All right. You know what? She adds greatly to the dialogue.
Adding to this national security thing, there is something that's really important to know about the differences. We're watching these plans go through. The Boehner plan is going to get voted on today.
Yes.
There are no cuts. There's none of the new math. And remember, Boehner had to go back and redraft this thing.
Yeah, because it was fuzzy math.
It was fuzzy math.
Yeah.
But the Reed plan.
Fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math.
Oh, I love fuzzy math.
Fuzzy math.
I'm rocking out.
I'm practicing fuzzy math.
Yeah.
The Reed plan actually puts in language that caps the amount we can spend in Iraq and Afghanistan on war. There is a fundamental philosophical difference between these two parties. This is not going to be done on the backs of seniors. It's going to be saying we should not be spending more on these
Got
wars.
It. Endless war, tax cuts for the rich. Got it. We pretty much got it.
Yep.
We know. Yeah, got it. All right. 46 minutes after the hour, the Republican chick dope-off continues. Sarah Palin has some thoughts as well. Okay, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 51 minutes after the hour. Representative Peter Welsh of the great state of Vermont coming up next hour. In hour number three, Julie Brown.
What?
The funny one, not the black one. In hour number three.
Yes.
With she has
a distinction right there.
Yeah. Well, everybody's like, which, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, when I was telling people yesterday we have Julie Brown coming in, they said, downtown Julie Brown?
Like, no. The funny one.
The other one.
Yes. Just like Joe Walsh, the teabag douchebag. That guy. Not the
guitarist
same.
Who ran for vice president once.
Yes.
Joe Walsh, the guitarist.
Yes, not the deadbeat
now,
dad.
Joe Walsh
allegedly.
Is the guitarist. Joe Walsh is the representative from Vermont, right?
Peter Welch is the representative
Peter Welch.
From Vermont.
Oh,
yes.
Never mind. I'm so confused.
And there's grape juice involved here somewhere.
All right. Joe in Long Beach, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Steph. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, look, like anybody, I get tired of all the Muslim bashing by the teabaggers, and of course, Peter King's going to be holding more anti-Muslim hearings. Mm-hmm.
Did you wait, and did you see that, Joe, he's not going to let Keith Ellison testify? Because, you know, he's a scamp, but he might bring up something about the Christian extremist quoting American bloggers in Norway, guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He just wants to be able to paint a bad picture of Muslims in general, so he wouldn't have anybody as eloquent as Keith Ellison on his panel to testify.
Well, did you see him last time?
You know, that being the case, you know, have these teabaggers, using their warped logic, ever thought that maybe Grover Norquist was intent on destroying our government because his wife is Muslim?
Oh, ha! Jack Hughes!
Wow.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Hmm. Oh, dear.
All right. Sharia law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's enact that Sharia law quickly. Mickey in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mickey.
Hi. I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That never ends well.
And I'm a staunch Republican and all that kind of stuff. So I'm everything that you guys are talking about.
So is my mom. You can't scare me.
Welcome to the show.
I might end up loving you.
What? Hold on, because I don't want to scare you.
Right.
I'm listening for the first time ever because I want to understand the other side.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not going well so far, is it?
No, it's
no.
awful.
Oh,
and
boy.
But one of the things that was said from one of your callers, and you guys chimed in too, and that was the bit about lies, Republican and their lies, and they say that 70% of Americans want the tax.
It's a poll that was just out yesterday. 70-something percent of Americans want the top 2% to.
Yeah. And I'm not opposed to that either. I mean, I kind of would rather have a flat tax because it's one way to shut up all the Democrats and the Republicans. It's like, you know what? Let's all pay the same. However. Mm. And mind you, that's for another deep conversation.
That's for another day. See, I have hope for you and I because that implies there will be another day for us.
There's a relationship.
Well, and I hope so because somewhere along the line we have to meet a middle ground.
Yep,
right, but that's what the polls are also showing, that they agree with the president. They want to compromise. So
okay,
why?
But where don't you agree?
And then, but then 70% of Americans, and I'm using your number as 70% actually, 70% of Americans want marriage. Between one man and one woman.
What, huh?
No, that's not true.
Hold on now. Where are you? That poll is completely in marriage equality. For the first time ever, there is majority support in America for marriage equality.
Yeah,
it's not up to 70% yet, but
they actually vote on that, and the American people come out and vote. They're not voting for it.
Well, they're not voting on tax. They're not voting on tax cuts. They're not voting on tax cuts either. This is all polling data. And if we're agreeing that polling data reflects the American people, what's happened, and let's be honest, what's happened is there's been a shift. Don't ask, don't tell passed, and a majority of Americans were not in favor of having gay people serve in the military in the 90s. Now it is an overwhelming majority. It is close to 70-75% of Americans believe
However,
gay people should serve in the military.
This is my big
There's no vote on that.
Is where is my, okay, my rights and my religious beliefs would prefer, I want it to be one man, one woman.
Well, okay, Mickey.
No question about it.
Right. You're entitled to your religious beliefs, but this is not a religion. Okay, there are religious exceptions, like, for instance, in the New York bill. This is a government saying, you know, that some group of people can't have equal rights. Let me give you, for instance, out here in California, you remember Prop 8 passed. Well, now there is majority support for marriage equality. So now what? Now do we go back to the polls and put minority rights to the vote again and then they win? We would absolutely win today if we went back to the polls on Prop 8 in California.
See, and I don't agree with that, but there's going to be a lot of things I don't agree with.
But it's not up to you who gets to have equal rights, right?
I mean, I understand your point of view and bash, but where do we find a compromise?
Bash.
Well, I think a compromise would be letting everybody that pays taxes have the same rights in this country.
Well,
let me tell you, California's in trouble. If Melissa Etheridge stops paying her taxes, we're screwed.
Yes.
Do you want that, Mickey, as much as you love me already?
You know what? And there's no reason why I don't love you, but
Good.
I disagree with you, but that doesn't mean
I care
for you. I agree with your view. I didn't agree with my mailman.
You know what, Mickey? I always stay in relationships way too long, unless I'm going to get out of this one now while things are still good with us, and there's still a chance that you'll listen another day.
But keep listening.
But the point is you guys are calling us liars, and it's like, you
only
know,
when you lie, and you're not lying. But when people do lie, you got to call them out when they don't tell the truth.
Yeah, on either side.
But
all right.
I think we all need to be willing to let the other person see. There's no way that my view is going to be okay with the Democrats and the marriage thing. There's no way you'll ever say that.
Your view is fine.
Too bad, as long as
just so long as you
this
don't
country,
oppose it.
Right. This country was based on religious freedom. You're welcome to have that point of view, but we also were a country based on equal rights, on every human being having the same rights.
All men are created equal.
Yeah.
And women.
All right.
Women.
Okay.
Mickey, I love you and I miss you already. Will you listen again?
I might, yeah.
Right. Okay. Don't play hard to get with me, Mickey. All right. Love you. Bye.
I just want to see compromise somewhere.
Okay. Me too. Then call your Republican hobbit. I mean, the congressperson. Okay?
I do.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There she goes.
Mickey. And
somewhat hopeful.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
Oh, Mickey. I don't think she knows I'm a big gay.
No.
Okay, she's only listened for the first time.
you didn't want to break it to her.
No, I was afraid. I was like, it's, oh, you and your personal agenda again.
She was talking to a homo.
Oh, equal rights. Yeah, see? You people and your special rights, your agenda. All right. All right, 58.
Where's my copy of the gay agenda? I had
it
here somewhere.
I don't know what you did.
Oh, and the phones would like to respond to Mickey.
Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, stephaniemiller.com, the website. Check out sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Sexy Liberal on Facebook, Sexy Liberal on Twitter. Check it out. Aisha Tyler joining the tour in August. Santa Fe coming up Saturday, August 6th. Detroit, Saturday, August 20th. And then we roll on and on. Asheville, North Carolina in September. Oh, boy, October, will I survive? Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And then on and on, Austin and Buffalo in November.
I'm sorry, the Sexy Liberal phone lines have been exploding like the congressional lines when President Obama said, call your member of Congress.
Yes. Oh, indeed.
People instead called Sexy Liberal and said, give me my tickets.
I know. Exploded. It's sold out in a lot of places, but go to sexyliberal.com, find out how to get tickets. Okay, there's some time, because a lot of people just even buying those single seats that are left in places and getting some Sexy Liberal strange. Okay. StephanieMiller.com. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, Chris in Yankton. Guys, don't know if you heard this story about Grover Noah Chris before, but it helps explain how he became such a mean, emotionally stunted little goblin. Grover Norquist tells the story that his father used to buy him an ice cream cone and then took bites out of it, comparing the bites to the government taking taxes. Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Norquist Dad, for raising such an awful kid. The douche didn't fall far from the bag. Chris. That's just mean, y'all.
Sad. His dad ate his ice cream.
And he cried the day the circus came to town.
The dog ate my homework. And the dad ate the dog.
Looky here. A Berkeley County woman will get a jury trial for a ticket she was given by police for displaying big plastic testicles on the back of her pickup truck. Yikes, is that illegal? You guys better take over. I got to go down to the parking for a minute. I didn't know that was... Is that illegal? You can't put... This is on the back of your truck?
It was just tea bags. That's all it was? Well,
it's solidarity with the tea bag movement. That's what she's saying.
Stephanie and Madison on Mickey, our right-wing caller that's not a fan of the gay. Hello, Steph.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I wanted to respond to Mickey on 2 points. All of us end up paying taxes on things that we don't necessarily agree with. If we could all pick and choose, nothing would get done.
Right.
I pay taxes on now 3 wars that I don't agree with at all. And since I live here in Wisconsin, a good portion of our state budget goes to support lots of prisons and keeping people incarcerated. I don't agree with that. So I'm not quite sure in her mind how equal marriage is tied to taxes, but somehow she was making some sort of weird correlation there.
Yes.
Yeah, the other issue is that in relationship to equal marriage, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I served in the early 70s in the Navy, and two of my supervisors, we suspected, although I could have cared less, were gay, and they had a relationship, and one of my supervisors was featured in major newspapers after the 9/11 attacks. Her partner was working in the Pentagon when the Pentagon was attacked, and she lost her lifelong partner, and so obviously she had she didn't have access to any of the benefits that anyone who's married would have. That's a legal issue. Those are legal issues.
Well, I think the whole conversation step really was separation of church and state. She was saying, well, my religious, it's like, yes, that's why in America you have the right to your religious beliefs and you know, civil rights are supposed to be guaranteed in the Constitution.
And you're in Wisconsin, and I hope you know, and you're telling everybody that we're just now 10 days out from elections that
recalls.
The entire country
Woo-hoo.
Is watching August 9th. Are you out there helping to get out the vote?
She's gone now, honey.
Well, wherever she is, I hope she's going to get out the vote.
That's what she's doing. That she had to go.
She had to go to get out the
vote. I got a note on my screen that says she can't talk to you anymore.
She can't talk because it's August 9th, and for everybody listening, these are the big elections.
Yeah.
Isn't that
Mark
the anniversary
Chicago.
Of Nagasaki? I think it is.
Oh dear. Mark in Chicago.
I know that. Oh, hey, I'm here. Yeah, I don't even know where to start on that lady. I mean, wow. Talk about cognitive dissonance. Saying, you know, because her religion dictates one way or the other, we're all supposed to follow that. I
right.
mean, what if my religion said we should shoot all stupid people in the head? Well, what happened to her?
Well, actually, I mean, if you're following the Bible, it says a lot of things. You actually should stone a lot of people in the head. People
and,
wear two different
and
kinds of fabrics.
Were fine.
People that eat shrimp. If your child swears at you, yes.
Slavery, fine. Bible.
Yes.
If you're wearing, you know, Hagar poly knit slacks while eating a shrimp and cheese sandwich, you're toast.
Oh,
Sammy
exactly.
Hagar slacks?
Sammy then you're allowed to stab someone with a pitchfork. I don't know. Brenda in Illinois. I didn't read the whole Leviticus. Brenda in Illinois.
Hey, that's me. Regarding Mickey and her religious beliefs, I would ask her to describe for us what she calls the family that she inherited when she married. Does she call them her mother in God, her father in God, her sister in God, or are they mothers in law?
Sisters in law. Oh, ho, ho.
Very good.
I haven't heard that argument, Brenda.
Very good point.
You're the smartest girl in class.
Thank you so much. I've been waiting for that ding.
All right, there you go.
Nice.
Ha ha.
Exactly
Jacques's
right.
mother-in-law. Law, law.
And with
that's
gays, it's mother outlaw.
I'm stealing that and I'm pretending it's mine. And if any of you bastards say any different, I will destroy this tape.
And all the podcasts.
Jason, my right-wing love muffin in Albuquerque. Hi, Jason.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I just did that to bug Rebecca.
You scamp.
Hey, two things. One, we've got to address Mickey. She called herself a staunch Republican. What a scary combination of words. First of all, Mickey, as a conservative, we should never believe in legislating our values onto others.
Right.
So that is completely un-American, Mickey. Try to remember that when you're out there voting, okay? We vote for freedom. That's what conservatives believe in. We believe in freedom. The other thing is, Stephanie.
Yes.
I'm single, sweetie. Yeah. I'm 43.
Okay.
I'm cute. I'm funny.
Check.
I'm very, very educated because
awesome.
I listen to the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'll marry you.
Get out of my space, Bender.
Is there any hope for us?
You know what? At this point, yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, then I'm sending pictures. I'm
awesome.
You know, I'm stalking you.
Awesome.
I'm officially stalking
join
great.
The club. All right. Thank you, Jason. I love
great.
You. Yeah, that's how bad things have gone. I'm like, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, Republican dude.
Republican dude.
You know that little song that plays underneath that pitiful, painful moment of
yes,
I'll take a new stalker. It's a time for us, that little love theme from Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
That is the only thing I can play on piano.
I can play the Munsters theme.
Can you?
We're such a happy 50s couple.
We are.
There were campaign pictures in 1964 of my mom playing the piano with my sisters looking over her shoulder. That's what David Bender and I are like at home, just playing the piano. Let me play the Munsters theme. Let's do Heart and Soul again, honey. Okay. All right.
That's me.
I'll be like, ah! He's like my Marcus Bachman. Stop it! Oh, I hate that damn song. Shut up, I have a migraine.
You're going to miss it after I'm gone. After I'm gone, you're going to be begging for this sound. And it's all, where is he now?
I'm shakily pouring my giant tumbler of Chardonnay when suddenly from the living room. Oh!
Wait a minute. Do we have some Foley tablets for you to shake? Where are the pills?
Yeah.
Where are the pills?
This is our version of the Bachman household. Play something else! Show tune,
evil!
I don't even care!
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
ribbit.
Oh, my God. By the way.
Yeah. Dancing frog. Yeah.
How much do we love the onion? I love the onion with the heat of a thousand white hot suns. Hang on a second. Wait. Bachman says unexplained blackouts from which she wakes up covered in blood won't affect her ability to lead.
Oh.
Republican. Republican presidential hopeful Michelle Bachman fired back Wednesday at critics who said the Minnesota congresswoman's ability to lead the nation would be greatly hindered by her frequent hours-long blackouts from which she invariably awakens covered in blood. This is complete nonsense. Who among us hasn't gotten the occasional blinding headache only to wake up totally nude 2 days later in an abandoned church covered from head to toe with someone else's blood with absolutely no recollection of what happened in the intervening time, said Bachman. Later adding that she's otherwise healthy and, in fact, fairly certain she gets a significant amount of aerobic exercise during her prolonged fugue states. I think I can handle the job of running the country just fine, even if now and then I have one of my little spells where I come to in the middle of the South Carolina woods, tightly gripping a bloody lead pipe in one hand and a ragged piece of what I think was a scalp in the other. Many political analysts have expressed doubt regarding Bachman's presidential chances, citing the 1988 loss of Michael Dukakis to George H.W. Bush after it was discovered the Massachusetts governor had cooked and eaten a border collie while sleepwalking.
Oh, the onion, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
The onion.
Yay for the onion. Oh, boy.
Yay!
That took some chutzpah. Okay.
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. I chew one of those.
Oh, boy. Just, you can sort of picture that glassy stare in the lead pipe, can't you? Just what? Where have
what
I been?
Happened?
What
oh,
happened?
Oh, no, not again.
Oh, God, Mark, I ruined another perfectly good pantsuit. Time to go shopping.
I'll buy another one. I can't wait. Something in a mauve, it'll cover the bloodstains.
Can we have Mark Spunkman singing I Feel Super again at some point today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, we continue with more David Bender, more Jim Ward, and more frivolity on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See? We're having a nice time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Our listeners back east are like, yes, it's the weed is hotter. Somebody said yesterday it's hot as back east. And I've never heard that expression because I haven't been around a set of in a while. And so I didn't realize that that was an expression. But it is. Yeah. Okay. All right. This hour brought to you by...
They're hanging from the back of your car.
Yes. No. It's in a migraine-induced blackout. I don't know how they got there. I just woke up and... Yikes. All right. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. All right. Oh, you haven't heard this yet. You know, every now and again, we just get some audio goodness from somebody. And I don't mean to mock Marcus Bachman because I do enjoy his singing. And I...
Bombs are flying, people are dying, children are crying, politicians are lying too. Cancer is killing, Texaco's spilling, the whole world's gone to hell, but how are you?
I'm super, thanks for asking, all things considered I couldn't be better, I'm a saint. I'm feeling super, no nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I looked cute in this hat? I'm so sorry, Mr. Cripple, but I just can't feel too bad for you right now. Because I'm feeling so insanely super that even the fact that you can't walk can bring me down.
Hey, super.
Yep.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, boy. You know, you think this debt ceiling is important. The Chiron on CNN is actually Tori Spelling's breast remorse.
Breast remorse.
Not since yesterday when we found out Kim Kardashian has psoriasis. Has there been such a crisis?
isn't that the heartbreak of psoriasis?
I think so. Eczema and seborrhea cannot even compare to the heartbreak of psoriasis.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Not getting to, having to stay in your house most of the time and do the dishes and scrub the floors and, you know, it's like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Yes.
And I did the chimney.
Yes.
Can I just say,
You have the most fun in this studio. I have never seen such a group of happy people.
We're happy, clappy people.
This is a happy
we're shiny,
group of
happy
people.
People. We
shiny,
really
shiny, happy people. Michael Stipe.
Hello, Stephanie in Illinois. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi. Pointing to these Christians who think they know it all.
Yes.
First of all, Jesus said that his kingdom was no part of the world, or else he would have fought not to be given up. So he does not fight. He's not involved in politics. All
right.
Through the Bible, he never gets involved in any political government. And in Titus 1:3, tell them all to turn in their Bibles, it says, you ought to be in subjection to the government authorities.
Mm.
And they were put here in order to keep order. So all these religious people thinking they got
to fight. He seemed to like the poor people more than the money changers, though, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he did. Well, he didn't care about the politics. He was only worried about souls, and that was it.
Yep.
And it says that the governments are put here to keep order. So while you're fighting against the government and fighting against this, you're fighting against God, and the Bible says that straight out. Tell them to look it all up. That's what it says. And if they're fighting against the government and trying to fight all the laws, they're not going to heaven because they're fighting against God.
There you go. All right, Stephanie. Thank you. You rock on, sister. All right. You know, David Bender just inadvertently, Jim, gave us a little peek into my very sad, pathetic private life, and that is that I'm a complete mess at home, and then I get in the studio, and we are. We're shiny, happy people. Chris always says it. He said, your eyes light up when you get in here. And I just... I get it up for the people, and then I go home and collapse in a crumpled heap.
So the solution is to
remorse
stay in the
and
studio.
Broken dreams.
To stay in the studio 24/7.
He walks in, smells like disappointment and broken dreams in here, and Chardonnay. And then I get here. Oh, it's you people keep me going.
Happy place. Go to your happy place.
I am Holly Hunter in Broadcast News.
You are.
Just weeping in a pile of Chardonnay when you get there.
Holly Hunter.
Little pool, just
I
doing
loved,
the backstroke in Chardonnay.
I loved her in Broadcast News.
Yes.
What does it feel like to be right all the time?
That's
it's
me.
Terrible.
It's me.
It's terrible.
Yeah, well.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Jim. What are you implying? All right. Matt in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Matt.
Hi. I just felt compelled to call in after that caller from Illinois, the person who's against the gay marriage and still believes truly that gay marriage, most people don't think that it's okay for a man and a man or a woman and a woman to get married, despite what the polls say.
Yes.
I do want to commend her for listening to your show, because most Republicans are content to keep blinders on and listen to Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck.
Well, but they seem a little bewildered. You're usually the first time you're a little bewildered when you hear my show. You're not sure what to make of it.
Yeah, there's a shock factor.
Yes. So, Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Yes, we found it.
It must be nice to always believe you know better, to always think you're the smartest person in the room.
No, it's awful. It's awful. It really is a burden.
Yep,
that's me out on stage.
Wouldn't it be great if desperation made us more attractive?
I'm out on stage, sexy liberal, dry-humping everyone in the audience, laughing, having fun. And then I'm back in my hotel room in a crumpled heap, crying.
Solved it. Stay.
Crying on the inside, kind of clown.
Stay
on stage or on air
all the time. This
like
is
Nicole
the
Kidman in To Die For.
Exactly.
What's the point of saying it if it's not on air?
Of course, she wound up under the ice, but
Listen, I'm...
Oh, great. Right. Now we're going to have to see it.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
Someone be skating over me.
25 years old.
You know what's going to happen to me now, don't you? In some migraine-induced blackout, I'm going to end up in a frozen lake in Minnesota with Michelle Bachmann skating over me.
And my testicles.
Exactly.
Huh?
No, actually, it'll be more like Marcus Bachmann skating over me.
Okay, there it is.
Figure
eight.
Because what would Brian Boitano do? Six spin, bitch. Okay.
Bye.
Is this really seriously a nervous breakdown or radio show? Who can tell? Who can tell? Does it matter? No. 29 minutes after the hour, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You couldn't have fun if you were a monkey on a banana boat.
I could if I was a baby monkey riding backwards on a pig. 34 minutes after the hour, comedian Julie Brown joins us live in studio next hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Representative Peter Welch of the great state of Vermont joins us now to update us on the terrifying situation in Washington. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. It is terrifying.
Oh, boy. We still are not sure of the outcome. I just read a whole analysis. I think it was in Time magazine of, you know, the Boehner bill is going to come to the floor today. But most people are saying this probably will pass, correct?
That's what they're saying. Yesterday it wasn't going to pass. Today they think it will pass, but you've got 53 senators who signed a letter saying it's dead on arrival in the Senate.
Right.
So it's going nowhere over there.
The House asses have been gotten in line, apparently, according to John Boehner.
I guess that's right.
So now we will go through this useless exercise. It will not pass the Senate. You know, obviously the dirtiest word for the Republicans is compromise of any kind, but, you know, what I'm told is behind the scenes there is obviously, you know, compromise. They're saying Reid has reached out to Republicans both chambers to find a way to meld Boehner's bill with his. I misspoke.
You know, here's the context that really is a bit discouraging. On a policy level, you've got two Republican bills, one sponsored by Mr. Boehner and one sponsored by Mr. Reid. They're all cuts, no revenues.
Yeah.
And the difference is, of course, Boehner is short-term, and we'd have to go through this grind again.
Yeah.
And Reid at least gets us through the election and does have defense cuts. But both of these are very contractionary, probably bad for the economy, and they don't do the obvious, and that is include revenues, which we could get, by the way, by cleaning up the tax code. You know, the Boehner bill really reflects Tea Party doctrine, and there is an absolute unwillingness to compromise, and it reflects their view that if you cut spending and you cut taxes, that will, quote, create jobs. Now, there's no economists that support that, but it's dogma. And it's what they're asserting. And, in fact, it's extremely dangerous to the economic future of this country.
Well, this, you know, the Time magazine analysis ends with, you know, there's still a very real possibility congressional leaders will be unable to broker a compromise between their two plans. Terrifying question remains. In this highly charged partisan atmosphere, can Congress actually come up with a solution? You know, the question everybody's asking now is the president going to have to go to the 14th Amendment?
Well, he may have to. I mean, if it comes to default or 14th Amendment, I'd much prefer the president to let the court settle it while we pay our bills and avoid default.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The only way to go. I mean, this is really a very dangerous precedent that's been established. We've crossed the Rubicon where it's become legitimate to use the obligation that we have to pay our bills as leverage to get your way on the budget. You know, Ronald Reagan was no stranger to fierce tax and budget fights. But he was absolutely adamant that when it came to raising the debt ceiling and protecting full faith and credit, you didn't mess around. You just did it. He didn't tie that to getting his way on the budget. This Tea Party crowd does. And what's also on the inside it's somewhat scary is when I talk to some of my colleagues on the Republican side and have a civil conversation about, wait a minute, what if, you know, we default? A lot of them just shrug their shoulders and say, you know, it's not really a big deal. It doesn't really matter.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was just with Ron Reagan Jr. Doing a panel in Seattle this past week, and we had the same conversation. And, you know, 18 times under Reagan, they raised the debt ceiling. And it's interesting, you know, you think, again, this is how far right they've gone, you know.
Well, it's right, and it is far right. And, you know, oftentimes boldness is admired in politics, but often, and this is a case, restraint is the more difficult but more important virtue. Restraint and tactical use of a tool that, if you fail, will do enormous harm to this country.
Well, what do you do when, you know, John Boehner admits a lot of Republicans want to force default and create chaos, enough chaos so that this balanced budget amendment will pass, which even John McCain stood on the floor and said, this is just bizarro. This is not going to happen.
There's 87 new members in the freshman class. And many of them believe that they're here on a mission, and that mission is to cut spending and to cut taxes. And that mission is so profound that the law of financial gravity, namely, if you don't pay your bills, the whole house will fall on top of you. They don't believe that applies to them.
Congressman, it's David Bender. One might call that a jihad almost in terms of their fervor. But the question is, what is the end game? You said that the Reid plan also flawed, but would at least take us through 2012. If Boehner passes the House today and Reid passes the Senate, can they merge the two? Is there a reconciliation process, or do they have to start from scratch on Monday?
No, they could have a reconciliation process. This could be resolved it's not going to, whatever the outcome between Boehner and Reid, it's not going to be a long-term solution that's going to be particularly good for the country, but it could be resolved in a way that gets us to the other side of August 2nd without default. That's definitely possible. But in the basic difference between Boehner is this. Boehner's terrible, and Reid is just bad. But Reid has the virtue of $1 trillion in defense cuts that almost institutionalized the significant winding down, not only in Iraq but of Afghanistan. So that's a good thing because that's getting put into the budget. And number two, it has discretionary cuts that are steeper than many of us think are wise, but they're less draconian and more manageable than the ones in the House side. And then finally, it does get us through the election, so this puts it behind us and allows us to start focusing on the agenda of jobs.
Representative, I have heard, you know, people that I trust on this issue as well also say, you know, to get behind the president on this, because, you know, while, you know, at first blush, progressives go, what, there's no revenue in there, but aren't, in fact, we going to get that anyway when the Bush tax cuts expire?
Yes. I mean, that's, you know, the leverage is going to move to the White House, because when those when that expiration date comes, then it takes an act of Congress to extend them, and then it takes a presidential signature validate that passage. So I think that the gravity, the leverage goes to the president once we get past this, and it may be a practical.
I'm of the opinion he's pretty smart. And I don't know if you saw this, but it's interesting for all the you know, screaming I sometimes hear from the base, you know, being in progressive radio. This Washington Post ABC News poll found that among Democratic voters, Obama is doing better than every Democratic president since Truman.
Well, what he's done successfully is, I think, demonstrated to the American people that he really was willing to go the extra mile. And my sense is that people want us all to be really willing to go the extra mile
to make
progress. And he's done that, so that's what's serving him well. And what Mr. Boehner and the Republicans have demonstrated is they don't want to go an inch.
That's right. I mean, this Gallup poll, he has a 78% approval rating among Democrats. And as you just mentioned, you know, other polls out yesterday show, again, 70-something of the American people agree with his plan that the top 2% should pay their fair share. To, you know, it should not come from Medicare and Social Security, whatever. You know, I mean, you show poll after poll.
That's exactly right. And you know, I want to say this in his defense. There's been some criticism in the Congress and the Senate with the president. But here's my question. I'm a member of Congress. My preference would be, my plan A would be, you know, a dollar of cuts and a dollar of revenues and have a heavy weight on the Pentagon. Well, if I could get 218 votes for that, then the president have a chance to sign it. But I can't really blame the president that I'm unable to get 218 votes in the House for Plan A.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think largely the American people agree with Dan Pfeiffer. Take a listen. This is him yesterday about the compromise.
We have put forward enough plans for compromise to fill a room. In fact, they're probably stacked on Speaker Boehner's desk right now. So we've done everything we can.
And, you know, when the president urged you to call your congress member, and, of course, you know, the phone banks exploded. I mean, you know, again, largely people are saying that they asked for exactly what the president said. They want compromise.
That's
and so
right.
I don't know who these Republicans are. They're claiming that, they want me to stand firm. You know, I don't think anybody wants them to default. Do you?
No, I don't. No one wants default. I mean, you can't. By the way, default is just an unbelievably reckless thing to do to the economy. If you have a AAA bond rating, the countries that have AAA bond ratings pay on average about 3% for their money. If you have a AA bond rating, which would be the next stop, you pay about 3.75%. That's $100 billion more in debt service. And then your credit card rates go up. Your adjustable rate mortgage goes up. Your student loans go up. So it's just unbelievably reckless. And whether
I don't understand people, Congressman, that really clearly be rooting against the American people. You got to hear, this is Neil Cavuto talking about a downgrade, which may already happen.
But we have a downgrade. And by the way, that could happen whether we score a deal or not.
Right.
Are all bets off?
No.
I would welcome a downgrade. I really would. I think it would be the pain from which we have a gain.
He would welcome a downgrade in the credit of the United States of America.
Wow.
Right, and that's the kind of radical view that you've got to tear the building, you know, you've got to destroy the village in order to
burn the Yeah, I know. I mean, it literally, at this point, I mean, it seems...
That's maddening, because, you know, this is the real world. I mean, people are going to be affected if we have a credit downgrade. We don't like it. You know, we don't like these rating agencies. They blew it in the subprime crisis. But in the real world, what they decide actually has an impact. So we ignore that at our peril.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's. I mean, do you think we're going to get a downgrade anyway, as we just heard?
It's very possible. If we pass the Boehner plan, I think we'll get a downgrade. If we do a version of the Reid plan, I think we won't.
Well, how do they ignore every credit agency and economist that says we need a long-term deal? This is, you know, they're accusing the president of playing politics, going, oh, he just wants to, you know, this not to be an election year. It's like, no, because you can't reassure credit markets.
Dogma, when it's dogma, you know, when it's theology, it's faith-based. So there's a faith-based economic approach here that is just defying economic history and economic teaching and principles.
Yeah. You know, Congressman, I enjoyed this interview so much. I don't think it was me. I think it was you. But it was really reassuring.
Well, I'm going to be talking to L.A., I'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, Representative, always a pleasure. I've, you know, seen you on TV and enjoyed your work. And it just it's great to talk to someone who seems sane, since we're all nervous out here about what's happening.
You don't know me well enough yet.
All right. Representative Peter Welch, thank you so much, sir.
Bye.
There he goes. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah, I've seen him have to debate douche nozzle Joe Walsh, deadbeat dad, allegedly.
He is terrific. And, of course, that's the at-large seat in Vermont. It used to be Bernie Sanders.
Right.
And this is what Vermont sends to the country. Wouldn't it be great if Vermont were the country?
Yeah.
Little Vermont, if it were the whole country?
Yes. Hey, Jim, I did a guest quote earlier. We weren't here yet, but I'll just paraphrase. Who said, stop lying, President Obama, you're bankrupting this country. I'm not going to put another dime of debt on my kids' backs. Who said that?
Some noodleback.
Actually, yes. Joe Walsh, who's being sued by his wife for $100,000 in child support.
No,
again, not that Joe Walsh.
No, not that one. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Fifty-one is after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Julie Brown, comedian extraordinaire, coming up live in studio with us next hour. David Benda is semi house husband, still here with us.
Yes, but I have laundry to do.
He did the dishes this morning. He's got to go do laundry.
I've got to do laundry.
Sue in New York. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Steph.
Go ahead.
Before I start my rant, I just want to tell you guys, I love your show. I used to listen to NPR in the morning, but you guys are far funnier.
Thank you. A lot more fart jokes. Okay. A lot more fart jokes. Okay, go ahead.
You were talking earlier about the hypocrisy of the right wing. Okay, one that really bugs me, and I wish the Democrats would use it, I'm really concerned. Everybody's talking about Medicare and Social Security, but the thing that really concerns me are the gutting they want to do of Medicaid. That Medicaid takes care of some of the most vulnerable people in the country. They claim to be pro-life. They wouldn't let you have an abortion.
It's the Medicaid money's good enough for Marcus Bachman and his reparative therapy. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Steph. They would not let you have an abortion if you found out your kid was going to have a disease or a disability. But then they pull the rug out from under you. I'm an adult, and unfortunately, I'm on Medicaid. I have cystic fibrosis, diabetes, complications from both diseases, and I may even have lupus.
Oh, boy.
I have no other way to get health care.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. I live in New York. They're a little more humane. But I'm telling you, there are states like Mississippi where I would be dead. They only provide 5 medications a month, no matter how many conditions you have. Most adults, single, childless adults, can't even get Medicaid in those states. What's left to cut?
Yeah, no, so, I mean, you're a perfect example of...
Why are the Democrats going after this?
Right, these are real consequences from real people like you. I thank you so much for your call, honey. And how much does that... You know, you make a joke about Marcus Bachman, but seriously, government money... Listen to that woman and what she's dealing with, and it's going to reparative therapy, which is not just ineffective, but dangerous, and it probably, in many people's opinion, causing gay kids to kill themselves. I mean, And did you hear, Jim, the latest?
Wheel of Right Wing.
So you know how Michelle Bachmann has always railed against Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and government, back mortgage, blah. Turns out they took a big one.
Sure.
She and Marcus took a big one so they could buy their house next to a golf course.
Just before she was against it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because he needs to be, likes to be near ball washers. Yes. It's my only. That's why they need to live on a golf course and use government money to buy it.
And we're back.
We're back.
And does he cut his putts, though? That's
what?
That's
what
it's an old joke. It's an old golf joke.
Old golfers never die.
Does he have foreskin before he swings?
Old golfers never die. They just lose their balls. Why do golfers can wear carry two pairs of pants with them in case they get a hole in one?
Really?
John Boner liked
really?
That one. Really, Steph?
Really?
All right. Speaking of yucksters, Harry Reid.
There's only one bill in Congress that is a true compromise. We're running out of time. It's time to get serious about finding that compromise.
Yeah, you can tell it's time when he raises his voice like that.
I'm sorry you had to hear me like this. I'm ashamed.
He's shouting.
Yes.
Nobody believes that the Boehner problem is anything more than a big wet kiss to the right wing. And I mean the Tea Party. That's who I mean. It's too bad his caucus is being run by such a small number of people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's more than a big wet big wet kiss on his caucus.
Oh.
What? What?
Oh.
Hmm?
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you weren't going to make that sound effect anymore.
Why do it? Damn this Ustream.
Yeah.
You didn't accept to take responsibility for anything in radio.
No, stop it!
What? Okay. The voter said some members of his own caucus.
My own caucus!
Are refusing to agree to a compromise deal, a debt ceiling deal, and hoping to unleash chaos and thus force the White House and Democrats to make bigger concessions than they're already offering.
Yeah, right. 80% isn't nearly enough.
And did you see what happened?
They're talking about this, what do you call it, the balanced budget amendment, which is not going to happen. He agreed that failing to raise the debt limit before the deadline would be devastating, and the chaos plan won't work when he was asked by Laura Ingraham about what's motivating these Republicans. I love that he's only talking about it. You know, just in political terms, it won't work. Not all of the real people like our last caller that it's going to hurt.
Yeah, real life people, real consequences. You see what happened is the right-wing caucus inside, the people that he told, you better get your behinds behind
me. Yeah, asses,
me.
Yeah,
well,
behind
he,
me.
Yeah, yeah. I was cleaning it up for because that's just me. But
he said he hated them in their ass face if they didn't get their asses.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
And then get them in line.
Well, one of them, Jim Jordan, that Republican Tea Partier, was actually the staff members paid for were telling their constituents to call Boehner to capitulate, and they got mad. The members came in and started chanting, "Fire him!"
In complete disarray.
Him.
Yeah, this is the story David's talking about. House Republicans were calling for the firing of Republican Study Committee chairman committee staffers after they were sending emails to conservative groups urging them to pressure Republican lawmakers to vote against a debt proposal by Boehner. Infuriated by the emails from Paul Teller, the executive director of RSC, their other staffers started chanting, fire him, while he stood there silently at closed-door meetings of House Republicans. House Republicans particularly peeved that the RSC was targeting some of its own dues-paying members.
How about that? Go after your own. Eat your own, Republicans.
That is how do you control that caucus? Seriously.
You fire them.
Stop it.
What?
She's making this sound. No, you fire them. And that's the answer. The answer is in the next election, those people will be gone.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
Chuck Schumer, yes.
We cannot let a small block of House Republicans lead the whole nation off a cliff.
Yeah, they are Toonsis, the driving teabaggers. That's what's happening here. Chuck Schumer on the Boehner
plan. The Speaker's plan is on life support, and it's time for him to pull the plug.
Yeah. But
Terry Schiavo.
Yeah. It's just, but we don't have time for this. It's like now the latest is, okay, it will pass. We've got enough asses in line, but it doesn't matter. It's not just Democrats in the Senate that are going to vote against it. Lindsey Graham and then Rand Paul and what's his name? DeMint, because it doesn't go far enough.
Right.
I mean, it's...
But we'll make it. We'll make it through next Tuesday.
Oh, shoot. Do we not have time for... No, we don't have time for John McCain. You've got to stay tuned for the John McCain audio, though.
And Julie Brown.
And Julie... Well, yes. She does an amazing John McCain imitation. Not many people know that.
And I got to go do laundry.
Yes, you do. And you did a fabulous job. cleaning the big, giant cartoon frying pan. I appreciate it. Now, don't be late tonight. Because you know how I am.
Do know how you are.
All right. David Bender, political strategist extraordinaire, everybody. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, and comedian Julie Brown joins us live in studio next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. To get tickets for all the upcoming Sexy Liberal shows, StephanieMiller.com. You can email us all there. Oh, like Mike and Raleigh did. A parody song? Why?
We don't do that sort of thing.
What?
They have an objective to draw it out to make it mediocre, become part of this, whatever they call this world order stuff. The objective of the liberals is to make America mediocre like everybody else who aspire to be like America. That's their objective. Stupid people are ruining America. Stupid people are ruining America.
Oh, please. Where's my butter commercial music? It's song parody royalty. It's Julie Brown.
Yay.
Hi, precious. I mean, please, that was cute, but it was no Girl VP's Got a Gun, for God's sakes.
The Girl VP's
yes.
Got a Gun!
Yes.
Everybody's run. The ex-beauty queen's got a gun. Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen has got a gun.
Is yay! This really yay! It's the re-release of your album, Smell the Glamour,
yep,
Diamond Tierra Edition.
I'm just going to keep releasing it.
Good! new version of Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, yes, the original classic.
I did a new version, and so that's why I'm re-releasing it. Because the whole point was I want to own the master. I want
right.
to be the record company. So I did it.
Right.
And it's like fantastic, you know?
Listen, and despite Sarah Palin has a warning on there not to buy it, apparently it's still flying off.
Hello, this is Sarah Palin. Uh-huh. If you've purchased this album from the iTunes or from juliebrown.com, just tell them that you've made a terrible mistake and you'd like your money back. Because if you listen to this whole record, by the end you're just going to want to get a boob job and go blonde and make out with your gardener. So please, turn it off right now. Do you hear me? Do it. For the sake of the children. Do you hear me? Turn it off now. For the children!
She's the original God Warrior.
I know. I love her so much, you know?
Scosh over the top.
Over the top, I know.
Oh, by the way, I think because she's, Michelle Bachmann and what's her name, Christine O'Donnell are back sucking up all the dopey Republican chick air.
Yeah.
So she had to come out and do a little screed on Fox News. She graced Fox Business last night to slam President Obama for suggesting the wealthy should return to a higher tax rate.
She
blasting
did?
The White House and liberals for being so addicted to OPM, that OPM, other people's money. She always has a little quip, doesn't she? A little quip, OPM.
I love her so
Dad,
much.
I just wrote a new one, OPM. Yeah, the president has that WTF plan for sure. OPM, other people's money. She said the majority of Americans side with his position. Fox asked Palin why he seems so disconnected from the public. Yeah, there's something 70% yes. of the people just said they agree with him.
She's
why
disconnected
is he so disconnected?
Disconnected? What? What's that all about?
Palin said, American ideals seem to be foreign to our president because of his background. His ideas are the antithesis of those things that created the prosperity in America.
Yes,
you're there also,
like
too, in addition.
Paul Revere history.
Oh,
know,
God, he was
connected. I know,
those
he was ringing
bells,
that bell.
Those bells.
Born in the British.
Clang, clang, clang goes the trolley.
I know. Wasn't that the
sure.
best when she did that? It
yeah.
was so crazy
yeah.
and insane. Like,
yes.
she was just grasping for what
yeah.
is the story.
Oh, it's my just my dream come true that she gets in the race so we can see her and Michelle Bachmann debate American history.
Oh, my
American
God.
History.
I can't just, believe it. I think our hens will explode, won't
thanks
they?
For meeting me here at the Liberty Bell in Iowa, Michelle. Which,
oh,
of course,
okay.
Paul Revere ring on
Marcus
his way to
is
warn
coming.
The British about the Normandy invasion, which freed Mandela. The end.
They almost have the same voice, kind of.
Yes,
right? I know. I know. It's really scary.
I know.
I'm gonna do more Michelle soon too.
You oh.
I have to do.
And our big gay husband.
Oh my God! No, you know Jim O'Hare from Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, I know Jim
He's
O'Hare.
Gonna do Marcus, yes. And we're gonna do a video. I hope for this weekend or the next weekend.
Oh God, please.
I know because is Marcus fantastic?
I had not seen him.
Barbarians need to be disciplined.
Disciplined.
You have to understand, barbarians need to be educated. They need to be disciplined.
Is it not just comedy manna from heaven? Like, I hadn't seen him or heard him. I'm like, oh, my God, he's like Rip Taylor to the 10th power gay.
Exactly.
And
he's just the bear to do it, too, isn't he?
Yes. Jim and I were saying the only thing that could have been better if he sounded exactly like Paul Lind.
Yes, I know, but it always is like he's just like,
he's just like a scotch
down from Paul Lind, isn't he? You can't
He is center square gay.
He is center square gay.
Can you get an elephant drunk? Yes, but he still won't come up to your apartment.
But do they not know all her followers? They don't see it? They don't see it.
They don't get it. We have a picture up of him waving it next to her.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
It's almost like a gay Hitler salute. Hi.
And then he would be doing the reparative therapy. He's the guy.
Don't you think she throws in those looks like, you know, when she's making speeches like, stop it.
Stop it. I don't know. I mean, she must not like sex, right?
Apparently.
She must not. There's no way she could be doing him. There's just no way. That can't be happening.
I mean, yeah, it really, it's
maybe that's what the migraines are all about.
The Republicans, that's what's so good for people like you. They're literally, they really are like a Saturday Night Live sketch. Yeah. Like when Saturday Night Live can use an actual transcript, they don't even have to write it.
No, I know.
And then Michelle and Marcus Bachman, you don't, it's
no.
Just
do them. You just do them as they are, and they're and it's funny.
Exactly. I can't wait for your Michelle Bachman stuff.
Thank
this
you.
Now, this, the, what do you call it? The, this album, all of my favorites. Big Clown Pants, Another Drunk Chick, because I'm a blonde. The Remix.
The Remix. I redid that one, too.
I'm a Mexican. Those Latin boys. I want to be gay. I mean, A Party in My Pants. It's another. It's just Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, of course. And Sarah Palin's Gay Farewell, which I just that name I want to
Well, I figured, you know, she would be not wanting you to hear the gay songs, right? So that's why I figured I'd go ahead and record that. So I know. I mean, she helped me introduce the album.
Well, clearly she did. She's just, that's what I mean. You know, we were talking about the, they're such big comedy targets, but, you know, the other sad part of it is that the whole reparative therapy thing is so dangerous.
It really is.
And that she's a small government conservative, and they're using government money to fund his Christian ex-gay clinic.
I know. When you really think about it,
you get
sad.
It have to have worked on you just a little? It's like Rush Limbaugh being a fitness
spokesman
guru.
Jenny Craig.
Yes.
He's not, right? You're joking, right?
No.
Okay,
yes.
God. That could happen, right? I'm like, oh, did that happen? Did I miss something?
So, I mean, you can't tell the difference in comedy.
Weight Watchers? I don't know.
Armageddon is here because John McCain has begun to make sense again. I don't know if you've been keeping... We're on the verge of financial Armageddon, in case you haven't
noticed. No, I do know
noticed.
That. I do know about the debt crisis.
Yes, all right.
A little bit.
Go to song very well.
No, it doesn't.
You can't put it to music.
John Boner is kind of a funny character, though.
Yes.
Right? With the makeup and stuff.
Get your asses
wide. He's always on the verge of crying.
Yeah, and he looks like he would make kind of a good drag queen to me.
Yes.
I always think that. I would go, good drag queen.
Very, well.
Right? Just a
very
little
tall.
Bit more makeup. Very tall.
Yeah.
Very tall. Kind of pretty.
They're already...
He almost has a drag queen.
The Tea Party leader just went on Fox and said that he should step down. So if he could get drunker, he probably is now. I mean, they're literally saying...
Oh, no. This almost as bad as working at a tavern.
And if he sucked up to his caucus anymore at this point, he'd be Marcus Bachman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
He's already sucking up to his... What?
What? Stop it.
What? Okay. Even John McCain, at least talking sense, you know, they're talking about this balanced budget amendment, which is just not going to happen, and trying to throw it in. It's like the car's going over a cliff, and they just throw a Molotov cocktail in the back seat. You're like, what is that? Wait a minute. What? Now the balanced button. Okay. John McCain.
Some members are believing that we can pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution in this body with its present representation, and that is foolish. That is worse than foolish. That is deceiving many of our constituents by telling them that just because the majority leader tabled the balanced budget amendment legislation, that somehow through amending and debate, we could somehow convince a majority on the other side of the aisle to go along with the balanced budget amendment of the Constitution. That is not fair. That is not fair to the American people. To hold out and say we won't agree to raising the debt limit until we pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. It's unfair. It's bizarro. And maybe some people who have only been in this body for 6 or 7 months or so really believe that. Others know better.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually had some experience and believes in government.
I mean, he also read from a Wall Street Journal editorial that depicted conservatives waiting for the balanced budget amendment is living in a fantasy world in which they're Tea Party hobbits that could return to Middle Earth having defeated Mordor.
Oh my God.
Did you see?
Yeah, he said this is the kind of crack political thinking that turns Sharon Engel and Christine O'Donnell into Republican Senate nominees.
Whoa,
the reality is the debt limit will be raised one way or another. The only issue now is with how much fiscal reform and what political fallout.
Wow.
Sounds like a real statesman. Why did he get to say now?
He picks Sarah.
Now?
Now a warning. It's like from what's the movie? What did I love?
Death becomes her.
Now a warning about driving the country to ruin, and you were going to put Sarah Palin one heartbeat away from a presidency.
Golly,
you betcha. Okay, Representative Blake Farenholt, is he one of the aforementioned hobbits?
Yes.
Mm. Oh. I've moved from lean no to undecided to lean yes.
It's a lot better.
Lean yes.
Mm. I think he also said he's praying on it. He's going to pray.
Sure.
Oh, good. Oh.
Did you see Laura Flanders on Ed the other night?
No.
She was talking about they're not so much whatever they said they were, but orcs. And Ed just looked the deer in the headlights, or I think, what the hell is she talking about?
It's an orc.
He had no idea.
I'm a sportsman. Can you shoot
it? I'm a sportsman.
I don't know. All right. Representative Bob Godlate, Lat. I don't even know who these hobbits are.
There is no other alternative out there that we think could pass the House.
Yeah, the freshmen are coalescing around the boner, around the caucuses coalescing around the boner.
Image.
What? There are still some holdouts in the freshman class that are even hobbitier than the usual Tea Party hobbits. Michael Grimm, Republican of New York.
It's a lot better than what we would have if we just let the Senate Democrats and this president continue on their spending spree.
Spending spree.
Yeah, it's a spending spree. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. George Bush puts two wars not on the books and gives tax cuts to rich people. And then it's,
bled away the surplus.
Yeah, right.
He's crazy. Obama's just crazy, right?
He's just nuts.
Buying boats and all kinds of things.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour. Back with more Julie Brown live in studio as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't know what that means, but I like the sound of it.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it's explaining AAA and AA credit ratings to Julie Brown. That's what we're doing.
Because I was like, you know.
I pay attention to that. She's out a little for the comedy, but not that much.
Because I'm going, if we're on the same credit rating as Croatia.
Isn't that still good? There's still an A in it.
Yeah, there's still an A
so
in it.
So we go from the auto club to an anti-aircraft battery.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, and if Croatia has a two A's, then, like, who has a B?
Anyone can tell you there's a big difference between AAA and AA, because I made that mistake once, and you don't. All right. Guess what? I am so excited. The she has re-released her album, Smell the Glamour, the Diamond Tiara edition, with a new version of Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, but one of my personal favorites, of course, because I'm a blonde.
Shut up, you got them in the sand. Shut up.
That's
I changed it to, you know, F them.
Yes.
So I didn't want to get you guys in trouble.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
No.
All right. Let's see. Lee in Sacramento, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I'm on my way to work today. But the thing that's driving me crazy is this big fat lie that they're doing about the debt limit. It's just driving me nuts. They seem to be willing to run our economy and the world economy right to the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they do, and they accuse the president of being the one playing politics, along with Senator Reid. Here's one of the hobbit baggers.
Senator Reid, I think, has proven that everything he does is political at this point. And it's about reelecting Barack Obama for president.
Well, he's a politician, so everything he does is political. I'm not one of them people that does that sort of thing.
Yes, Senator Jim DeMint, Republican.
The president said call your congressmen and senators. But when you call them, tell them to hold the line. Tell them we've got to balance our budget.
Yeah, well, that's not what people called and said. They said we agree with the president. I mean, every poll after poll, 70-something percent of the people agree with the president. They want compromise. They want a balanced approach. They want rich people to pay their fair share. I mean,
American people hate Medicare and Medicaid. And American people want rich people to get more jets. It's obvious.
I mean, it's like a British finance minister said America's being run by a bunch of right-wing nutters.
Right. Yeah, Russians. Right now, right?
And there's not that many of them.
They're just so loud.
I love this. The thin crowd for Hillary. This is yesterday, the Tea Party rally yesterday. Did you see this? Let's see. Jim DeMint, who was just there. Herman Cain, crazy pizza guy, was there. Rand Paul, Mike Lee of Utah, all showed up outside the Capitol to urge members to hold the line against a deficit reduction compromise. At the start of the rally, Jim, 15 people.
Yeah.
15 people.
But it swelled to 50.
Yes, by the time they had spoken, there were still fewer than 50 people in attendance.
Is anyone out there?
No.
Anyone at all? Do you hear?
Right. Okay. Yeah, Herman Cain said, I don't buy there's going to be a catastrophe if we don't hit the deadline.
I didn't think he was as crazy as he's turning out to be.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning, I thought, okay, right, well, didn't you?
Might not be a catastrophe for you because you have all that money from making crappy pizza.
Yeah.
But,
and gospel songs.
And he's a singer, you know.
Tell Jesus.
Is it him?
Yes, this is Herman Cain.
I must tell Jesus.
He's pretty good.
I need Lord Jesus on my pizza pie. All of my trials.
Is it always Jesus? There's no pepperoni song?
No, nothing about pizza. Jesus didn't say much about pizza.
These burdens are low.
No, right. Oh, that is...
Oh, my God. He's better than I thought.
Jesus
I'm surprised.
Jesus said you'd be stoned with a pizza stone if you mentioned it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Pizza.
No. Maria in Chicago. You're on with Julie Brown. Hello, Maria.
Hello. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to say. I'm calling from the home state of Joe Walsh, who doesn't pay his child support.
Yeah, isn't that something? And allegedly. He's worried about that debt going on the backs of his kids. That the president's.
Yes, but, you know, my parents are on Social Security. They're everything these Tea Partiers hate, I guess. They immigrated to this country and worked, you know, for over 30 years here.
They're elderly teat suckers.
Right.
Yeah.
And they want, you know, and they want to take my parents' Social Security checks away. And I feel like they're the job creators, not these rich people, because my parents get their Social Security check and they buy groceries.
They spend
it. They pay for their medications.
They buy stuff.
They spend it.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Go figure. All right. Julie Brown, I was looking at this. Did you see this gay couple? The lesbian couple was asked to, they were Dollywood, and they asked one of the women to turn her T-shirt inside out because it said marriage is so gay. And you can't have that around the children.
Really?
That's
but
offensive.
I thought Dolly Parton would be all for that. Wouldn't you?
I don't know what you meant by that. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Oh.
What are you saying? What are you insinuating?
I don't know.
I'm just implying that Dolly would be okay with that.
I want to see her in that T-shirt.
Julie Brown is implying.
Honey, I'm really worried about my stock portfolio.
Uh-huh.
Stocks are tanking. Real estate's locked up.
It's true,
funds
yeah.
are crap. I don't know what to do. You know, I was thinking about some offshore investments. I was thinking about changing my 401k
so
into
cute,
a 501k.
So cute, but so boring.
Tax deductible.
I wish you would just shut up and do me. Sometimes I just feel like a gay man trapped in a woman's body. I always thought straight boys were it, so tough and strong and fine. But sadly, just to get the goods, you got to deal with their minds. But the boys I know who date the boys, they're having so much fun. They see a cutie with a rock hard booty and bam, the deal is done. Hey, I wanna be gay. That's right. Dolly Parton will never sing this song.
Julie Brown live in studio. We continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Shut up.
Stop the talk and get it up. You say I'm wrong to feel this way, that I should be more coy. But I just can't fit in that box, so I say suck my
cocktails, anyone?
Hey, 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 I wanna be gay. I do, I can't help it.
First, we're visiting
Stephanie Miller.
No fair, we just went to church.
Yeah, so we've already heard stories from thousands of years ago about stuff that didn't happen.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. Comedian Julie Brown live in studio with us. We were talking about the lesbian couple asked to turn their marriage is so gay T-shirt inside out of Dollywood.
Mm-hmm. That is so sad. That makes me crazy, right?
And we've been listening to and enjoying your re-release of your album Smell the Glamour, the Diamond Tiara edition, despite Sarah Palin's warning.
Hello, this is Sarah Palin one more time. If you didn't heed my warning, this is your last chance to stop listening to this album. Because this next section is full of disco dance music, and if you listen to it, you're going to want to put on booty shorts and do poppers and go gay. So turn it off now. I'm warning you. Do it. You're not listening to me. Turn it off. For the love of God, turn it off.
All right. Well, we're not going to, because I want to hear Big Clown Pants, okay. One of my favorites.
Once I went to the circus and I saw this clown. Well, he was the kind of clown who makes you want to do things you shouldn't. You know, bad things. Bozo, oh no, no. Goo goo, ga ga ga. Oh no, blah, blah, blah. What's in your clown pants? I want your big nose. I want your red mouth. I want to find out what you got down south. I want your gloves. On my ass, your big blue gloves. Gloves, gloves, gloves. Krusty and Bozo are telling me lies. Ronald McDonald is selling me fries. It's only you. Can't resist your giant shoes. And you know what they say about big shoes, don't you? You know what I like? When they start to fit tight. I want them bad. Your big clown pants. I want your suitcase. I want your pretzels. You and me inside your big clown pants. I want a chance to juggle your balls. Can I get inside your big clown pants?
Julie Brown.
I know, it's terrible.
You're
terrible.
A scamp. All right, Mary in San Francisco. Hi, Mary.
Boy, you got me following that. That is just too funny.
Yes. Yes.
I like Poker Face, but that was funny. Anyway, on a sort of slightly more depressing note, I had been comforting myself by thinking that the wealthy and powerful wouldn't want an economic collapse. But then I was listening to Tom Hartman, and I heard that one guy was positing that the uber rich are sitting on trillions of cash waiting for a worldwide economic meltdown so they can snap everything up in the fire sale to follow. Mm-hmm. Oil and mineral rights and water rights and everything.
Well, we've been talking about shock doctrine.
Really.
Yeah.
And
Naomi Klein wrote the book on this, literally. Yeah.
Because, you know, the funny thing is that in the olden days, back in the dawn of time.
You have to be really old to use the term olden days,
yeah,
by the way.
Olden days, the whole idea was the government was sort of for the people. It was this idea of, you know, keep the whole thing going. Then for
that's
a while,
so
the
quaint.
Government was for the government, you know, and it was keeping the whole, you know, bureaucracy going. And now it seems to have shifted so that now it's actually anti the people, anti-government, has completely come around and is sort of its seed of its own destruction. It's like, how quickly can we destroy this thing
that we have made,
this government thing?
Thanks for harshing all our buzz, Mary. That's nice.
I'm sorry. Oh, and also,
no worries.
Incidentally,
I'm sad now, Mary.
The debt limit 17 times
18,
without a whimper.
18 under Reagan. I know. All right. God, whatever. Yikes.
Yeah.
After a clown song.
I was happy and now
I'm sad. Now I need another Julie Brown song. I haven't heard this one. Those Latin boys, what's this about?
This is about, I'm part Mexican and I just felt like I should protest, you know, the whole immigration thing in Arizona. Because it's so horrible, right?
I was just there, sure.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were they stopping Mexicans?
I have to have my papers with me.
Oh, yeah. Latin boys are really hot, though, too. I do really feel that way.
Yeah.
Very real for me.
Hey, Arizona. Don't kick out the hot guys. Are you crazy? They're moving. Blowing my yard. Is it wrong to ask if it's hard? Latin boys, how could they be any harder? Latin boys.
You're such a little trollop.
So
I
which
know.
Part is Mexican?
My mother's Mexican.
Wow.
I know.
Awesome.
So I felt I had to do something, right,
so
for that.
Do a Spanish version. You call yourself Julia Moreno. Morena.
You go do a telenova version of the album.
Oh, oh my
novella.
God.
Telenovela.
Telenovela.
I love those. I don't understand them, but
sure.
I love them.
You can almost tell the ones that are from Argentina because they're talking with their hands and there's kind of an Italian
look. Oh, yeah. But aren't those girls so gorgeous?
Oh, yeah.
You could die.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Speaking
of
God.
Gorgeous girls, have you seen this airbrushing scandal, Julia Brown? They use airbrushing in magazines. Did you know
what?
That?
I heard
for
this.
For makeup ads.
Shocking.
Julia Roberts
and
airbrushed
Christy Turlington.
Whatever. I
their
can't
L'Oreal
believe
ads
it.
Have been banned in Britain for too much for over airbrushing.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, they are kind of. I mean, Julie Roberts is like what 55 right now, so like
I don't think she's
I
that
just
old.
Don't believe. I don't believe.
Yeah, look
the
at
picture.
That. That is just well. She first of all, she's Julia Roberts.
Yeah,
so she,
but you know, I don't really blame her.
Your results may vary because you probably don't look anything like Julia Roberts.
I don't really blame her for being airbrushed. I mean, yeah. I'm airbrushed on here. I mean, sort of. But
oh,
like,
you were
I don't
saying,
have a thing against all you know plastic surgery.
You were
or
saying your son hates your cheesecake
oh,
pictures.
Oh my God! Yeah, I have
you
to.
You are
like
embarrassing, Mom.
It's so embarrassing. On the first, yeah, the cover I look like kind of innocent, okay.
Yes.
And the back, it's like
the back,
cheesy.
You're all slutty.
Yeah. She's slutty.
Jeez.
So
your
I always keep
a
them.
Slut.
I always keep them down, like aimed down.
You're like Stifler's mom, basically.
I am.
How old
I
your
am.
How old's your son?
He's 17, so you know.
And
it's
his
just,
friends are looking at the old videos.
Yes, and they're like, they'll tell him about it, and he'll go, "I can't look at them. It's just horrible." To me. So he won't look at anything. It's so embarrassing,
the
Mom.
The most embarrassing of moms.
Because my friends like you, but it's just awful. I can't look at them. And I don't blame him, right? Because if I think about my mom, I'm like, I wouldn't want to see her with her boobs hanging out. I would never
want
that.
You remind me of my good friend Elvira, who has a daughter.
Yes, exactly.
She was like, oh, my God, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, put a shirt on.
It's not good for teenagers, but what are you going to do? Are you going to not
How many times
do
have
that?
They said, stop looking at my mom's boobs?
Okay. Oh, I saw you. Saw you looking
stop.
At her boobs.
Cut it out.
Stop it. Stop it. Cut it out.
Yeah. It's, I don't
but
know.
But you just can't pretend you're not hot, right?
Yeah. Julie,
I mean,
God.
You can't Sky. Pretend.
What? Oh, boy. All right.
You say that to me every time she's at a party of yours. Jim, stop looking at her boobs. Stop looking at her boobs. Stop it.
Elvira?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it.
She has pretty amazing boobs,
those
though.
Are
she really does.
Those are some
dust in my
those are
enormous,
pretty perfect.
Enormous happy bags.
I know. They're
those
amazing.
Are, wow, nice cans. Okay. She's probably listening now. Yeah. Hey, nice cans, Elvira.
Isn't
all right.
She nice, though?
Oh,
she's
the nicest person in the world.
Alive.
And the owner of the most enormous set of floppy fun sacks I have ever seen.
I know. Are they real? Do you know?
Yeah.
I'm not that close to her. Right. But Jim knows. Jim says a very thorough hello whenever she's in studio.
Should you? I know.
I've accidentally fallen on her with my hands.
Yeah.
Party.
Oops, sorry. I need to hold.
Next party, I'll pretend to be a little drunk and fall in, too.
Oh, wait. How did I get Velcro on my hands? Now I can't get them off. All right. While making the promotional rounds for her new book, Denise Richards revealed that she used a children's book on addiction to explain Charlie Sheen to her daughters.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. All the dummies write children's books, don't they? Yeah. Have you noticed that?
All the worst parents ever.
The worst parents ever and the ones who can't put a sentence together go, I wrote a children's book.
You know,
like,
you
Madonna,
should do,
right?
You should do a children's book of, like, boob painting. When you're something about
exactly.
That.
Exactly. I mean.
Paintings you did with your. Didn't somebody do that? Who did paintings with her boobs? What am I thinking
Farrah
of?
Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett did the boob painting book.
That's pretty cool, though.
Awesome.
But the children's book thing is so funny to me because it's like, if you can't write a real book and you want to be like the other adults, you write a children's book, right?
Yes.
That is hilarious.
This is illustrates. This is how Daddy does blow off the hooker's ass.
Daddy passed out.
You know, and my friend Aisha Tyler the other day, this is a kind of a kid show, really, this morning show.
Yeah.
And we had a little cautionary tale for kids that she was saying that's, especially in this economy, a very inefficient way to do blow. So, kids, if you're doing blow, don't do it off hookers anymore.
Well,
that's really, you know what,
that's just so 80s.
Spitting in people's faces that are having a hard time.
It is, because, you know, they, like, move or something, and it's on the carpet.
Yeah, some falls.
I know.
Don't do that, kids. Kids, don't.
Falls,
you know,
in a crack somewhere.
Don't be. Really. Excuse me? What the hell's going on with Piers Morgan? The British phone hacking scandal inches ever closer to CNN's Piers Morgan. He, a British political blogger? I don't know what's happening with him. He claims he has a tape that contradicts Morgan's denials. He said it's going to be, was it yesterday? It might be revealed. Morgan has had no further comment.
Larry King, hello.
I was going to say, if Larry King's back, I'm back on TV! Yay! It's all about me! Yeah.
What did it reveal that he did?
Well, he was the editor of that paper when this hacking was going on. He claims he had nothing to do with it, and that would be new for CNN. If a show canceled every other way, they've never had someone taken off in leg irons. That would be
that'd be fantastic.
He might get Parker Spitzer live on television.
Yeah, I guess he won't be on Dancing with the Stars with the leg irons.
I don't. Yeah, who knows? That may not be an option. Julie Brown, we know when you're not making fabulous records, you are out buying organic burgers here.
Of course,
With P. Diddy.
With P. Diddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is only in L.A. Four gigantic black Escalades pulled up on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. Diddy and his entourage of 10 enormous men walked into O Burger. It's an organic burger joint.
Yeah.
And several of his pals waited for his order, paid for it, and delivered it to him in his Escalade.
Oh, my God.
That's what you and I, it's like our life every day. I go out with my four Escalades full of
bodyguards. If I had 10 cars full of friends with me, that would really be annoying to me, right? Because there's going to be a few of them that just bug the crap out of you. And you're like, go home.
There's
not that many people
I want to be around.
I know, that's what I mean. Yeah. 10 cars of people?
But you'd have someone to deliver your,
your
Escalade.
I like the assistance, but then I'm like, okay, go away. You know, I don't want to party with you now. Leave, please. I need to do cocaine off a hooker's ass now. Please.
Yeah, we just got word. Well, we can't really say, but some really big name is coming to the Detroit Sexy Liberal Show. And we were saying it's amazing how many assistants people have. There's assistants to assist the other assistants. There's assistants in various areas of your life.
Do you have an assistant?
I have no assistants of any kind.
I have one assistant. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like they get on your nerves. That's what I mean. So the idea
assisting me.
Of having 10 around is like, go away.
No,
shut
don't.
Up.
I want no help of any kind.
Oh, yes, you do. You need help.
46 minutes after the hour.
You need me on that wall.
It's kind of good. Having one, at least, is kind of good.
Well, I just need Jim on that wall.
Okay.
That's all I need. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back with the waning moments. Julie Brown live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, well, what the... You think you can talk, you know, just privately about someone's ginormous cans, and then suddenly they're listening, you're live in studio with Julie Brown, and you're talking about Elvira's enormous floppy fun sacks.
And
then,
she's listening.
And then suddenly she's listening. Good morning, Cassandra.
I heard the whole thing.
Hi, we always said nice things about you and your boobs.
You did.
Yes.
You did. I know. Thank God. Aren't you glad?
I know. They bring Jim such joy.
I mean, I am never in L.A. I happen to be here this morning driving to RuPaul's Drag Race. And
excellent.
Awesome. In the Elvira car?
Yes. What you normally do in the morning at 7 and 8, you know. And I heard that. It was so bizarre. I mean, I never get to hear your show live, of course, because where I live.
This happens every morning. See, if you listened every day,
we mostly talk about your boobs.
We're talking about
your boobs.
That's
mostly what we talk about. We make analogies to the mountain of debt. We say, you know, Now, we were talking about now whether you or Julie Brown are a more embarrassing parent to have for a teenager because Julie Brown's son does not like the cheesecake photos.
He hates them.
Yeah, well, I heard her talking about that before you started getting into my whole boob thing. Well, not getting into them.
Get up in your business.
Jim, I think, got into them. But yes. Anyway, I heard you talking about that, and I was thinking to myself, oh, Julie, I feel your pain. My daughter just, she's so embarrassed of me. I'm such an incredible embarrassment. She doesn't want to have anything to do with me.
How many times has she either said or could you read in her thought bubble, stop looking at my mom's boobs?
Yeah, a lot. Well, she's trying to compete with me now. I'm the one constantly saying to her, honey, don't you think you should wear a top?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh,
no.
My God. But she can't listen, right? She's like, shut up, guys. Look at you.
Oh, yeah, no. Right? I know. I feel so, like such a hypocrite. The only other more hypocritical thing I ever heard was when I was having a drink with Timothy Leary, and he was complaining about his son smoking pot.
Oh, my God.
Are you standing there in the Elvira costume while you're saying, don't stop dressing like a slut? Do you?
Well, sometimes.
And do you, like, slap a riding crop for emphasis?
On occasion. But, yeah, I know. It is hypocritical. But, you know, I'm trying to save her from the... you know, the torment I have to go through with these enormous jugs.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you guys are both Stifler's mom. You're both, your kids are like, yeah, like, oh, your mom's hot.
Your mom's hot.
Well, I know. Well, Julie has some pretty big cans herself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, listen, Jim will be the judge of that. He'll give her a special hello.
I'll ride down the elevator. Give you a full report.
A wet t-shirt contest and let Jim judge.
Yes. Really, really embarrass our children. Like, that'd be great.
Julie asked me if yours were real. I'm like, we're not that close. Only Jim is that close.
Yes, mine are real. After I had a child, I did have to have them hiked up a little ways, but they are real. If you see pictures of me when I was 14 years old, they were there.
I believe
Bazonga.
You.
Wow.
Totally.
That must have been comfortable.
Well, it did make me popular, though.
I'll say. All right, honey, come in studio with us when you're next time you're back in L.A.
I will, absolutely. I miss you guys.
I miss you too, honey.
Oh, yeah, I miss you.
I miss y'all.
Are you steering with your giant boobs right now so that you can talk on the phone in a hands-free manner?
I'm driving.
Good.
I'm on the cell phone steering with my boobs.
Are you going to drag race Angeline later, or who are you drag racing against?
No, I'm drag racing RuPaul.
All right, good luck.
Angeline.
All right.
I just saw Angeline this morning.
All right.
What? Really?
I bet you did.
Wow.
I saw her yesterday. I swear to God, I saw her yesterday.
All right. I love you, honey.
Talk to you soon.
There she goes.
She's awesome.
How fun is that? We're having a little party. We're having a little party in our pants, aren't we?
Yeah. At my party.
I did. I saw you do this.
You were there. That's right.
Oh, it was awesome.
I missed the Evite to the party in your pants.
Jim, you don't need an Evite. Yeah. No, you can just reply in person. All right, I want to hear a little of Angelina's lips since we're here in Hollywood, of course, the land of plastic surgery.
Hey, come on, everybody. I'm doing a makeover.
I look in the mirror and what do I see? Ordinary lady looking back at me. I said, not acceptable, this is not right. Look at me now, I'm going under the mat. Gonna be plastic, gonna be fantastic. Wait and see, the boys chasing after me. Doctor, please give me tucks and nips. But mostly I want Angelina's lips.
Hey,
And because I think plastic surgery is awesome, you know?
Well, listen, I'm Frankenwoman. I've had pretty much everything done. By the way, I've got to hear it because I think she wrote this about me, another drunk chick. Just one
wake up on the floor wondering where I am. What's that taste in my mouth? Is it tequila or ham? Last thing I remember, some guy asked me to dance. So what the hell happened to my underpants? But let's go out tonight. T-shirts really tight. Leave our bras at home. Yeah. Nip showing. Pull up in my Camry. Looking really nasty. Wanna get a whole lot? Wasted. Don't stop to the top. Come on, fill my dream cup tonight. I thought about you.
JulieBrown.com. The album is Smell the Grammar, the Diamond Tiara Edition. New version of Homecoming Queen's got a gun on there. We love you, Julie Brown.
Oh, thank you. I had so much fun. I love you all.
Yay.
You're awesome.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
At the bar, I thought he was much cuter. But when I woke up, he looked just like Freddy Krueger.
Love how you dress so fancy, like you're putting on...